Okay, sweetheart.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. Hi.
How are you proceeding?
Well, this is a different feeling in the call than I've ever had before because I just feel very, I don't even know what the word would be, but very willing to explore deeply, let's put it that way. And usually I'm a little nervous or I have a lot of questions, which I have a few of them, but I guess I get right to the heart of the matter here. I, like Lila mentioned, wanted to move to the things that were the deeper layers of the onion. And I just spoke to Mary a little bit, and she explained a wonderful situation she had with her daughter, where something enormous shifted in her, and this tremendous opening occurred, and her gratitude and appreciation showed forth. And, I love that state. I have been in it, and that's where it's at in this life for me.
I would very much agree.
Mm-hmm.
I would be acknowledging of you both.
Yes, thank you. I'll mention that to her. And
I would say to you,
mm-hmm,
that is an example of being in the remembrance, because the remembrance, if you recall, is not remembering, it is revealing.
Yes, yes.
And that is what it is.
Yes, and we provide ourselves with opportunities, she with her daughter, me with my son, to reveal to ourselves what we really are.
Yes.
And what our truth is, with a capital T. And I don't mean to sound corny and cliched, but there's this state of being that comes with that awareness that is quite expansive. And it shifts the life, you know, it really...
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, well,
and it shifts,
mm-hmm,
you,
yeah,
a manner of being actually self-aware, which is the point.
Yes.
And it allows you that tremendous freedom in dismissing, in a manner of speaking,
mm-hmm,
all of those constructs.
Exactly.
And I say dismissing all of those constructs, realistically,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't mean that you are no longer ever expressing any constructs. No, that is not what you do. But you are aware of them, and therefore you choose what is genuinely important and what isn't.
Right, right.
Because constructs are all the reasons for and the reasons why. And when you dismiss all those reasons for a behavior, an action, a statement, a direction, anything, when you see them,
mm-hmm,
but you actually realize that they aren't important, they aren't your identity.
Yes, exactly.
That is the point.
Right.
You think and perceive so much in the direction that these constructs are a part of your identity, and they aren't.
Right, I would agree. I would agree. And yet, it's wonderful to get some help to identify where where the blind spots are when a construct immediately arises and becomes the automatic way, the automatic response to a particular situation. And that can be very limiting and thick and painful. So,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, is there, you know, I wouldn't mind getting to the meat of this session either very quickly in that.
Very well.
Yes.
Offer an example.
An example of. I guess the challenging, tender spot is with my sister still, and the revelations about my mother and their relationship, and how I must carry judgment and an annoyance. And I even have a right sore tonsil all the time, I believe is totally related to some frustration or anger or something that arises related to my sister.
Now, explain that.
Well, I would like to be heard by her in a conversation, but very often she does not hear me. I'd like to finish sentences, but very often I don't get a chance to finish them. And she feels to me to be the needy one quite a lot of the time. And the sense I have is that she's really not interested in me, the genuine me, but she just needs a sounding board or somebody that she would like to speak to kill time. So is that...
I am understanding, knowing that.
Yeah.
As an example.
Yeah.
For this subject and give you more of a realistic, practical perception of the situation. Now, exploring that, you already expressed what you want.
Yes.
From her, or in relation to her.
Yes.
Now, pause a moment and think about that statement of what you want from her. You want to be heard.
Yes.
You want to finish a statement or a sentence and not be spoken over.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is important in that?
Well, I feel she would validate me and recognize my genuine self. Mm-hmm. And I would feel this tremendous mutual communication rather than me making always the effort to just relax, witness my feelings, and then there would be more give and take, I would think. But
now,
mm-hmm.
I'm what you are expressing. And this is enormous. For this is a construct that is so pervasive and so enormous,
mm-hmm.
with, I would say, almost every individual.
All right.
What is that construct? Reciprocity.
Oh. Okay.
In that, it is precisely what you expressed. The give and take.
Mm-hmm.
That if you give, you want or you expect the other individual to give back.
Yes.
This construct of reciprocity is so pervasive.
All right.
I would express that it is so strongly influencing. And remember what I expressed. Constructs are not a part of your identity.
That's right. That's right.
But you think they are, because if there is no reciprocity, then you perceive that the other individual is not recognizing your identity.
Yes.
And if your identity isn't recognized, then what is it?
Yeah, then I'm nothing. I'm
precisely
worthless.
Then you don't have an identity.
Yes, exactly. Elias, there are...
You are a commodity rather than an individual.
Yes, that's exactly the feeling sometimes. Now, there are times when that doesn't happen too. I can be...
But...
Yeah?
The point is that regardless of whether there are times that it doesn't happen,
yeah,
it does continue to happen.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Therefore, it continues to be present. It continues to be a part of your expression.
Yes, I agree.
And it continues to be affecting of you.
Yes.
And bothersome. And even beyond bothersome, hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Now in that, if you begin to think about it,
mm-hmm,
in relation to what you are expressing, this reciprocity,
mm-hmm,
the expectation of it,
mm-hmm,
and it being a part of your identity,
yeah,
that is why you make it important.
Okay.
That is why it continues to surface, because it is important.
Yes, I agree.
And what that does is it creates extensions in you feeling almost resentful or even resentful. Why do I always have to be the individual that is doing? Why do I always have to understand? Why do I always have to be the bigger person?
With her, yes, I would agree. Yes. And in general, there's this, I see it rippling out everywhere in the entire life, yes.
And all of that, mm-hmm, is extensions,
yes,
of this construct of reciprocity that you have attached to your identity.
All right.
Why is that important?
Are you asking that question of me now? Why is it important? I've been told that my identity is important, and I believed it my whole life. But
identity
now,
is important.
It is, but not the identity
but
of...
But this is attached to it. Why do you attach it to it? Why is that important? Why is it important that the other individual gives back? When you give, if you are actually giving,
mm-hmm,
there is no expectation with it.
Well, I could agree with you completely.
Stop. Mm-hmm. If you give, mm-hmm, and you have an expectation with it, you aren't actually giving. And you may not even be aware of that.
And I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Because you are busy justifying the reciprocity attachment.
Okay.
But when you actually evaluate and look at these constructs, then you can ask yourself, why is this important? Why am I making this important? Now, let me express to you, that does not mean that you automatically move in the black and white direction and express that something that you have made important automatically isn't, because nothing is important. No, untrue. But when you see it, then you can evaluate it, not in general, but situation by situation. And it gives you choices.
Right.
If that construct of reciprocity is important to you, but it isn't a part of your identity.
Right.
But it is important to you in the manner that you like to be acknowledged, or that you want to be acknowledged at times, then you have choices in that also. That when you want to be acknowledged, you don't engage the individuals that you already know won't acknowledge you.
Well, exactly.
Because you don't expect from them, because you are aware that this is your construct. This is what you are projecting. It is not about the other individual. They are doing what they do. They are expressing in the manner that they are expressing. They are doing that and behaving in manners according to their perception, their concept,
their issues,
whatever it may be.
Right.
But whatever it may be, that is their reality.
Right. Right.
And in that, it is not a matter of them changing their reality to fit yours. It is a matter of you being aware of your choices and not fitting your reality to theirs either.
And not what their reality, what was that word?
Not fitting your reality to theirs either.
Yes, I completely agree.
And in that, recognizing that every moment, whether you are aware of it or not, you are creating your reality and you are generating choices. And every choice you generate in every moment has a motivation attached to it.
Right.
Therefore, the key is, what choices am I engaging and what is the motivation for them? Do I want something? Am I paying attention to feelings and allowing them to be my motivation and dictate my choices? Am I aware of what I am doing and what I am participating in and what I am choosing, and therefore am I aware of my own motivations, and therefore am I living intentionally. That is the enormous significance of choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would agree. Mm-hmm.
Ending it is not as difficult as you think.
Well,
what is challenging is remembering it.
Right, right. Well, it seems to be more present in the last bit than it has been ever in my life, so...
And I would tremendously congratulate you in that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I do... well, just more aware. I'm creating everything here. Not all the time. You said that correctly. Not all the time. And that's the key, that there are lapses. And but I do feel that it's shifting more in the direction of greater awareness, yes. Yeah. Well,
I agree. Very much so.
Right. And I see that rippling out everywhere in many directions, including work, other relationships, relationships with my body and the signals it sends me. Really, really interesting. I'm going to think on this one and explore it and move into it and see how that feels. All right.
Excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Let me see now. You know what? Somehow, this disconnect I feel from myself after meditating, it's not a disconnect. That's too strong a word. It's not the constant awareness of who I am. And the fact that I'm expressing my true identity much more in this time frame, and I want more of that in my life and in my world. There's a kind of a little more. Two things happen. One, there's a little more like urgency to get on with it and do it. And the other thing is that there's this distancing of everything in my life also. It's this odd thing of looking at everything as if it's on some sort of stage or arena playing out before me, you know, and are you following? It's really hard to put into words some of this.
Continue.
Yeah, it's this sense that like the cobra appears or the snake, it has its fangs, the serpent, and it can bite and sting, but it doesn't seem to be generating that kind of fear in me anymore. I'm not having that response to the serpent anymore. It's much more like I see it, and what will I choose with that serpent? So it's kind of out there a little more.
I would agree, I would express that that is excellent.
Yeah, like the...
Because, very similar to the serpent, when you are reactive to it, it reacts to you and strikes.
It strikes and bites, exactly. So, in another example...
Are not reactive to it...
Yes.
It may coil... Because it may be uncertain as to what you may do or what you may choose.
Right.
But if you are intentionally aware of yourself, and you are posing no threat or no reason for the serpent to be defensive, it stops coiling.
There you go. Yeah. And that shifts everything. And I feel that happening in different, you know, relationships in my world. So, yeah.
And now, excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. And also with this scrying thing that I've been playing with a few of the people in a little group, the last time I did it, the first several times I did it, it felt like there was a ton of charge around it, like, I got to do it right. Is this how I do it? A lot of questioning, right? But the last time I did it, it felt almost like how I feel when I dream. There was no charge whatsoever. And I announced that to everybody when I started. This felt so different doing it because it just simply happened quite naturally. And there wasn't a lot of angst around it. And then when I shared, you know, what I saw, it was appreciated. It was fine. And I realized, wow, there was such a difference in each of those processes that I'd gone through. Some were very labored, and the last thing was almost effortless. And it was, again, the feeling of it being somehow out there beyond myself that felt calm and whole and serene. And it didn't matter what the outcome of the scrying was. None of that.
Congratulations! That is a tremendous step forward.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much there.
Because I would express that is tremendously impressive.
Oh. Well, thank you, because that feels like the general trend in all of what's happening in life now. And there is this feeling of, I'm trying to keep my thread, Elias, because when you said tremendous, it was so big to take in. I lost where I was going here with everything, because I take it in, I get a little, you know, like a little tsunami hits me, and I feel like And then taking in things is another big thing that is a core thing for me. The ability to now take in more the compliment or the sharing or the support and the help is becoming much more evident to me. It's more allowed because just like with the scrying there, with the questioning and the angst and everything, there's so much less of that that goes on in the relationship of someone offering to help or just sharing, that it's calmer and quieter and everything feels more serene again. So this phenomena is happening in more than one area. It's happening in a lot of areas. So that's what I wanted to...
I would express that as excellent, my dear friend.
Okay.
That genuinely is tremendous.
Okay.
That is a genuine, obvious...
Yes.
...expression of shifting.
Okay, great. So this, it's not exactly like I don't care. I really care and things are important to me. It's just that this choosing becomes so much more interesting in the whole process. And...
That subject becomes the largest subject.
Yes.
And you begin to recognize genuinely that choices aren't categorized, that they are all the same in importance, that...
Yes.
Subject of buying a house is no more important than choosing where you buy a cup of coffee.
Exactly. And now along the same line as that, which is really very interesting now, is that I have wanted to play more in the magical realm and have deliberately created openings in that area that are very satisfying. And as I am able to see my choices, when I choose magic as a state of being, that becomes just simply not a quest to have a certain action occur, but rather a state of being where any expression arises effortlessly of its own accord is seeming to be magical now. And so the magic is occurring, and it feels effortless, and it feels natural. It's kind of weird. I was thinking it was going to blast me off this spaceship, Mothership Earth, but no, it feels completely like the next obvious step, natural. Yeah. So that was such a surprise that...
Congratulations.
Uh-huh. That magic is so natural, and the reason it seems natural or magical from the perspective of constructs is that I make a lot of conditions under which magic can...
Precisely.
Yes. And so
you are correct.
So when I release the constructs around it and I just say, well, it's a magical day and I appreciate...
Yes.
The magical...
Got it.
Yeah, then everything is sort of magical and naturally magical. And then I appreciate it more, and a little more comes in. So funny, wonderful little things start occurring that are, they're just delicious. What could I say? They're delicious little things.
That your senses change.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they allow for more flexibility and less absoluteness.
Yes, yes. So I'm living in a much more hybrid kind of existence now, where the magic and the objective reality are much more, and that's been happening for years, but it's even more so now. And the senses, the inner senses, are sharpened more. And so this is the fun, and this has been really nice to talk to you about, Elias, today. Very nice, very, very nice. I would like to spend a little time talking, a couple questions for other people, if you wouldn't mind a little.
Very well.
All right. Because, again, this is my choice. I am choosing. I don't feel any obligation to do this. This is, how I would like to do this call. My son, who spent time with me, it actually went from very challenging to okay to much better toward the end, and we grew together quite a bit in that. There were a lot of moments where choices were made on both sides that were satisfying to both of us. So that was good. The questions he had is that he was starting to build a lot of... We discussed the emotion-motivation thing a bit when I came back from the last session, and he really got it right away. And he asked if he felt he had changed his direction that way and was clearly calming... But not calming down emotions, but looking at his reactions with much greater awareness, so that they weren't steering him over a cliff, and that he would not finish his thesis, which he was threatened with, internally himself. Would you agree that he has altered some of his?
I would agree. Some.
Okay, and that if he continues in this manner. He feels very determined to complete his work. And I do notice he's super reactive, but you know what, Elias, it's not my problem, is it, at all?
No, it isn't.
No, so he has to just, if he asks for assistance, or he will say, ask for advice once in a while, and then, all right. I am looking at how I offer what isn't asked for, and... That's my big next project here, looking at what is not asked for with both kids, and stepping back from that. Okay, all right. Well, you've answered that. And he asked about a grant he's applying for, and would he get it? And, you know, he's strongly motivated, and I think he can create his reality there as well. Would you agree?
I would agree. I would express that once again, these are all choices.
You know, I know that. It just gets very challenging for me to say that to the kids when they...
You don't have to.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to have the answer.
Okay. That's great. I'm off the hook. I love it. Great.
Yes, you are. I would express that it is not your responsibility or your job to have the answer. You can express in a manner that feeds back to them. You can acknowledge them. But you don't have to have the answer.
Okay. All right. A question I was having about an answer is, you know, I was thinking about places to live in general because my mind moves to the Middle East sometimes and the UK and not so many different places in the United States, but could you tell me where my best location would be on the planet?
Before I answer that, I would express, what are you most drawn to?
You know, it doesn't matter to me anymore where. It's almost, right where I am is where I am. And it seems to be maximal right now. In other words,
I would agree.
The geography has having less and less to do with where I feel completely at home. It's just...
I would say to you, is that it is not necessarily a matter of that. It is more a direction of allowing yourself to express your interest and your curiosity by perhaps immersing yourself in different places, different cultures, but simply for a time.
Okay, fine. That makes total sense to me.
Because it is not about permanency.
No, not for me anymore. I do see energy expanding into the world much more in the future. And the disclosure and the unpleasantness that would have caused was really a thickness that was holding me back. But when I don't really care about what others think or feel, there's a tremendous freedom in that to step out into the world in all kinds of ways, whether it's scrying or writing or traveling or anything.
Very much agree.
Okay. Okay, great. The next thing I have is not a question for me, Elias. It's for Stephanie. She did ask where her place would be best for her, geographically. I don't think she has the same...
Where she resonates?
Yes, where she resonates, exactly. Where she resonates. Perfect word.
I would say that she resonates with several different areas. She would resonate with, in your country, Northern California.
Uh-huh.
I would also say that she would resonate with certain areas in Japan.
Wow.
And she would resonate with certain areas in relation to the United Kingdom.
Huh. Now, since she's married and has a family, I think she was hoping to resonate somewhere closer to White Plains. Is there a preferred area near here in the meantime?
But she already does somewhat resonate with where she is.
Okay, great. All right, I'll tell her. Great. Okay. She also wanted to say one thing about her pregnancy, which she had. She repeated, she said, a little physical trauma this year with her abdomen in that she had an operation and appendicitis. And she wanted to know if that had cleared some of her holding energy that she had held from the first surgery.
Yes.
Okay. Is there more to go, she wants to know, or is that pretty much taken care of?
I would express that she is continuing to heal, and that there is a matter of somewhat changing her perception about the experience, but she has released a considerable amount of energy in relation to that. Okay. And I would very much acknowledge that.
Okay, I will share that with her. And this is for Brian, her husband, finally. He was advised by an attorney to have a press release about the situation which occurred on his job. And initially, he was not wanting to go in that direction because he and Stephanie felt they are going to create a very good outcome of their legal situation. And then as he thought it over, he believed a little bit that the lawyer who had given him the advice, he felt, well, it wouldn't hurt if there was a press release about what occurred because it could influence people who determine at the end of the day, the judges, what the outcome of the situation will be. But Stephanie, on the other hand, still has the feeling that why open something up and open ourselves up, meaning her and her husband, to like to put dirty laundry out there and open ourselves up for counterattacks and so forth. So how do you see that situation or that scenario?
I would express that they have already expressed it quite clearly.
Yes, okay.
And what they are saying.
Yes, okay.
What I would say about that.
Yes.
The point is to open up. That is the point.
The point for them is to open up?
Yes, that the more they move in a direction of hiding or suppressing, the more they are generating a strength and intensity of energy that moves in opposition to what they want.
Ah, so the idea that they...
The more they move in that direction, the more they move in the protective direction and hiding and concealing direction, the more they add to energy of defense and all that energy that they don't want, they are encouraging. The more open they are, the more they aren't concerned and aren't worried and are genuinely acknowledging, trusting themselves and their direction, the more they move in a direction of creating what they want.
Right. This is so true. All right. Well. That's very nice. I thank you for answering these questions, and I guess...
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. I have time here now, which really feels good. This session has, in my perception, been very long and and very full and very... very satisfying. What can I say? It's interesting how perception changes from call to call, isn't it, Elias?
Yes, it is.
So, since I have a little time now, let me see. Oh, I could ask you a couple questions about the thing that's near and dear to me, in that I would love to... you know, I've taken on a big rush job, and it ends in a day or two, and then I have moderate work, and I'm really looking forward to moving back into writing again. And I wondered if I could run a few things by you.
Very well.
Okay. I was finding in reading what is the current kind of thing out there, even TV programming, which, since my approach is so visual, it makes a lot of sense for me to look at adventure episodes or movies and see how they're structured. So a lot about the structure at the midpoint of the book, when we talked a couple years ago, it was about the whole thing needed restructuring, and I was totally baffled. Now, having had some time to look at it all and read a few things and study the way I set everything up again, I wanted to ask you if I want to reach a large audience, Elias, with something that feels kind of mundane and popular and slips out into the awareness very easily. So I thought that something exciting and fun and adventurous and even negative, because it seems that a lot of these books, if there's some initial danger or challenge or obstacle or problem, that's where the fascination comes in, and the reader wants to find out how the character in the story solves the problem or gets through the dilemma.
Would you? Of course.
Okay, so you agree completely with that, because I went from...
Definitely, for the intrigue of a challenge, but in that something that needs to be solved.
Exactly. So is there... I had this strange artificial limit on myself on how nasty the opening scene could be. But then I let that relax, and I just let the main character be attacked by something, you know, that comes out of the dark, a witch-type character. That's not exactly it, but something like that, a dark creature. So in your estimation, is that a viable way to start this whole process and then let go of that alternating chapter stuff? And
yes.
Okay, fine. All right, and then this person...
Remember.
Yeah.
Can put it in order when you move back at the end to edit it.
Okay, so start from the end and then go...
It doesn't have to be sequential yet. You can start in the middle, you can start at the end, you can... Even if you start at the end, that won't end up being the end.
Well, I thought I had done the end recently, which was I created the new beginning and created the new end, and everything in the middle was getting completely reorganized, and something's coming out and something's coming in. My question about the ending was, the death of a character that is pursuing, you know, an FBI guy pursuing one of the characters, and they being able to use the skills that they mastered through the course of the book to have a good outcome for themselves. And it's also a little violent, but that's the way it goes. So I'm kind of...
As you continue, that ending may not actually be the ending.
Really? Oh, you're so funny. Well, remember, there's a series of books here, Elias. You know, there's maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got a lot of what to say. And to tell you the truth, a lot of the Elias material is floating through everything in these books, like how to expand awareness, except I don't say it that way.
And it's, I understand.
Oh, good. Okay, great. It's my greatest joy to do this, is to...
I would express much encouragement to you, my friend, because you can express this information in many, many, many different manners, and it is all the same.
Okay, fantastic. That's great to hear. Wow, great. Okay. So, with that then... You know, I know my style is a very paint-the-picture kind of style, and I'm getting more comfortable with that. And this is rippling back to not the scrying where I don't care about outcome or not too much attachment to it. Just get through it and do it and enjoy the process. So I'm moving in that direction again where I...
Excellent.
Yeah, where I let a lot of... I know it's been... It's been so very, very big. Elias, there are things, too, that I looked at in astrology where I know you're presenting a whole different view on it, but I see how in my life the challenges have been all around relationships and constructs related to family and mother and how they were lenses through which I did a lot of my life. And as I accept them and look at these constructs, I'm creating a more... genuine, I wouldn't call it self-sufficient and independent in that I cut everything else out, but it feels much more like connecting with my uniqueness intact and in enjoying that and loving that.
I would definitely agree, and I would definitely congratulate you in that.
Right, okay.
The point is not shutting everything out.
Right. Exactly.
But functioning and expressing that satisfaction in the midst of everything.
Yeah, there you go. Lice, is my genuine desire to serve here this time around in some capacity?
I would not necessarily... define it as serving. I would more express in the direction of supporting.
Ah. Oh. Interesting. Okay, I do feel that tremendously. I also heard you say several times to me, I am understanding. And of course, I took that word apart immediately. It just hit me like the awareness of the word. I am understanding. I stand underneath and support. And so when I say I understand, that's what I do. And that's what you do too, don't you? Yeah. Lias, I wish I was like you more. I know.
But you are.
I know. I was going to say in some capacity I am. It's just in the application in this.
And in that, that is the point of shifting. It is revealing.
Revealing.
And you are doing it.
Yes, I am. So
you are revealing. You are doing it more and more.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. Right. Wow. Well, is there anything, I never asked you this either, is there anything that you would suggest in this time frame that I look at a little?
I would merely express that you genuinely contemplate what we have discussed. And beyond that, I would very much encourage you in your direction of magic and your scrying and all of these other activities that you do, that you are becoming more and more and more accomplished at. and I very much acknowledge you, the more you relax in them and the more you trust in them, the more effective you are.
Ah, all right. Well, that sounds wonderful. I will relax and spend a little more time, perhaps, and maybe expand some of the directions in that scrying, because I just found it fascinating. Mm-hmm. Well, Elias, I thank you so much. This has been just delightful.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I am very much encouraging of you.
All right. Well,
I would express that you are shining brilliantly.
Thank you.
I'd greatly be anticipating our next meeting.
Oh, wonderful.
And you continue to shine.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Elias. Thank you.
Wondrous lovingness to you as always.
Yes.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Hello?
Hello, Mary. We are all set.